I'm Jeremy Shea with KTLO. The man who a Juneau police officer shot at on Tuesday night says he's home safe and wants to share his side of the story. The street in the Mendenhall Valley, where a Juneau police officer fired his gun on February 22nd, is lined with trailer homes. The man who police shot at is standing on his porch, having a cigarette. There's a light post nearby with a sign warning to watch for children.
Yeah, my name is Art Whitney, and I'm pissed.
Whitney was at the end of the driveway when police started shooting. An eyewitness said she saw exactly where an officer had fired from that night. It's about 250 feet away. Whitney is a Navy veteran, small and gaunt with a long beard. He says he recently got home after spending two nights at Bartlett Regional Hospital, where police took him after the shooting.
Maybe I saw a shrink, but I think they were all counselors.
Mm-hmm. Just lots of talking, or what?
Oh, just talking. What? How are you feeling about every hour? Mm-hmm. And blood tests, you know, the normal routine, I guess.
Whitney takes me back to that night. He says he was shopping online and realized he had fallen for some kind of scam and lost thousands of dollars. He says he was suicidal, or at least acting suicidal.
It was just a desperate plea for help.
Police say their initial contact was a call from a family member who said a man was threatening to harm himself. The family member also told police he had a gun at home. Whitney says he gave his gun to a roommate and waited outside to meet the police. He says he was talking on the phone with his daughter when he heard shouting at the far end of the street. At first, he didn't know they were police.
And then they lit me up with their flashlights.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I hear this guy shout, "He's got a gun." Bang, bang, bang.
He wasn't hit, but police said two occupied trailers were. Police said one shot went into a bedroom window. Someone got a minor cut on broken glass. Whitney dropped to the ground, and police cuffed him. Somewhere in the mix, he says he heard neighbors repeatedly shout that he did not have a gun. According to Whitney, he wasn't armed and wasn't doing anything threatening, just talking on the phone.
They got to tell me how in the hell they could tell if I had a gun from, what, I thought, at least 100 yards away,
right,
in dark.
Right.
You know, come on. I mean, geez, I couldn't even see them. So anyway, it's not quite true, all of it.
He says police searched his room in the trailer he lives in.
Yeah, and here's the weirdest part. I could get my gun back. I didn't have to surrender my weapon. That's the bottom line. I did not have to surrender my weapon.
His phone, however, was taken as evidence. Whitney says he feels safe now and is working on getting some follow-up counseling. He also learned after the shooting that he may be able to recover the money he lost through federal deposit insurance. He says he's not aware of if he's in any trouble. Oh, and Whitney says there's at least one more thing the police got wrong. They said he was 65 years old. He won't be 65 until July. And if you're in a crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.